Podcast Network Asia.
So it's basically an end-to-end platform where businesses can go to get access to the financing that they need. And the game changer there, aside from that it's online, aside from that it's convenient and fast, is that we're able to provide non-collateralized or unsecured financing.
And good day. Welcome to the RJ Ledesma Podcast. In my podcast, I interview the country's pioneering business personalities and entrepreneurs and learn more about how they think about business, what are their success stories, how they've innovated their businesses during the pandemic, and what opportunities do they see emerging in the new normal and even in the next normal. Now, is there a business personality or entrepreneur that you would like me to interview here on the podcast? Please let me know. Drop me a message. And with that, this is very interesting because we're not talking to only a pioneering individual, but rather a pioneering organization. My next guest belongs to UBX. And just what is UBX? Now, for those of you who aren't too familiar, one of the biggest disruptors, I would say, in the financial institution industry is Union Bank of the Philippines. And I'll be speaking with Marcy Leonora Pilar Inahada. Wow, that was a mouthful. She's the assistant vice president and currently the venture lead at UBX Philippines, which is a wholly owned fintech subsidiary and venture capital studio of Union Bank of the Philippines. And inside UBX, there she currently manages SEEKCAP, that's SEEKCAP, an online lending marketplace for Filipino entrepreneurs. Very interested to learn from her because not only am I a MSME, I belong to a micro, small, medium enterprise business, which is Mercato Central. But basically, in my business of Mercato, I work with so many MSMEs who are actually looking for financing to be able to grow their businesses, but are usually unable to go through the formal financial channel. So really interested to find out more as to how she can help our small entrepreneurs. And now let's please bring in Marcy here on the stage right now. Marcy, good afternoon, good morning, good evening to whoever's listening. Thanks so much for joining us, Marcy.
Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening, everyone. Thanks, RJ, for having us today.
Well, thanks so much for joining us over here. Now, it looks like you have been a Union banker for life ever since you graduated college. It looks like you've been here in Union Bank, and you tell us that you like to build things from scratch. So very happy to have a Zillennial or millennial here on board. If you can hear from the voice, from the youth and vitality in her voice, Marcy is barely hitting her 30s, which is really great. About 30s, married, like surfing. Now you're surfing the internet at the same time. But this one really resonates with me when it comes to Marcy's background, is that she is the mother to two corgis.
Yes.
No, it matters to me because I just got myself a corgi as well for the whole family. Oh. It was my pandemic pet. And his name is LeBron. And he's been giving
nice
us a lot of great tips, lot of great joy in the household during this time. Now I know who to talk to if I've got any corgi problems.
Yes, I've had corgis for 3 years now. So sila din yung quarantine buddy. Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes they're the quarantine by buddy or our quarantine frenemies in the midst of this pandemic.
Yeah.
So again, thanks so much for joining us over here, Marcy. Now, before everything else, what I want to find out from you is a bit more about what do you mean by a venture capital studio of Union Bank of the Philippines? Because for those of us, if we take a step back, a bank is a bank is a bank, right? But from my experience, I've had a chance to do forums together with Tito Ortiz and with your chief transformation officer. And they tell us that Union Bank is more than just a bank. It actually has sort of like what we call a sandbox, a place where they like to play with things. Like you actually do some cryptocurrency, in fact, inside in Union Bank of the Philippines. But I guess not in the main bank, but rather in, I guess that's also in UBX Philippines. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, so as we like to say, we like to call ourselves a tech company, but with banking utilities. So our main goal really is to provide technology, not just to financial institutions, but to also Filipino businesses. But at the same time, we find opportunities to embed different financial services into all of these products and services that we offer.
I love that. So again, what you are is you are a tech company. You're really a tech company, but just with financial institution capabilities.
Yes.
That's right.
At the same time, yeah, we also invest in startups and like-minded companies whom we see fit into our whole strategy of enabling MSMEs and also powering the future, changing the future for banking as a whole.
Oh, fantastic. So that's the venture capital aspect of it, right?
Yes.
So that's what UBX is all about. So taking a look at CCAP, now, CCAP, is that a business that you initiated here in UBX, or is this a company that was invested into by Union Bank?
It was born and raised by UBX, yes. So it started there. I was actually the lead from the very beginning.
Yes. Oh, you were the lead from the very beginning. That's fantastic news. Now, so you can speak on this like you are an entrepreneur, because this is technically, your aside from your two corgis, this is your other baby.
Yes, exactly.
Now, for those who aren't too familiar with CCAP, tell us just a bit more about CCAP.
Mm-hmm. So CCAP was actually named after the Filipino word CCAP, no? So pagsisikap, diligence, hard work.
Oh, interesting.
Which really embodies all of the values that us entrepreneurs have, no? So it's basically an end-to-end platform where businesses can go to get access to the financing that they need. And the game changer there, aside from that it's online, aside from that it's convenient and fast, is that we're able to provide non-collateralized or unsecured financing.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So, the keywords are coming out from me over here is that you're providing for MSMEs, you're digital, and you're able to provide non-collateralized loans. Now, just a couple of things which I found very interesting. In fact, just maybe about the name itself, CCAP, di ba? And I like how CCAP also borrows from that same sort of, you know, wittiness of Pinoy, so coming up with something with their name, by combining it with a Filipino meaning. So that's like Seek Capital, am I right?
Yes, Seek Capital for short.
Seek Capital. And the other interesting thing is that you're really focusing on your MSMEs. And as we know, MSMEs comprise 99.6% of the businesses here in the Philippines. And it's digital. So is this an app that you've got to download, CCAP, or is it just you just have to go to a browser and find CCAP? How do you find CCAP online?
So today we're available via the web. So you can go to the www.ccap.ph and easily sign up, create an account, and then browse from the loan products that you have there. We're still working on the mobile version of CCAP. But the site is mobile, as we call, like mobile responsive. So even if you open it from your mobile phone, it will fit exactly like the screen of your mobile phone.
Got that. Now, my question is, how do you know when to go to CCAP and when do you know to go to, let's say, Union Bank or to a bank to be able to loan money for the business?
Mm-hmm. So definitely businesses can talk to the banks and the lenders directly. But through CCAP, it's a different experience because it's purely online. So lalo na ngayon, it's the pandemic. People are unable to go to a physical branch to apply for a loan, submit documents. So through CCAP, they're able to do that digitally end-to-end. So you don't need to leave your house, your office, just to apply for the loan. So it's purely online.
And no need to even leave the platform because everything I understand is digitized. So it's from, I guess it's from end to end, right? From application to approval, everything is done on the same platform. No need for you to have paperwork with you or do anything. You can, I guess, even take pictures of documents and then upload them into CCAP.
Yes. And that's exactly what the businesses have been doing. So they've been taking photos of their office or like home office and showcasing their inventory, their stocks, the products that they sell. And these are the information that they share with us through CCAP and then submit to the lenders. It's also interesting that you ask, how can people find CCAP? Because one of our dreams or goals actually is to also partner with like-minded platforms and be able to embed CCAP there. So if I'm a Lazada seller, for example, mm-hmm. I can easily apply for a loan from within the Lazada platform.
Wow.
So that's also one of our goals. So it's good for Lazada because their customers don't need to leave Lazada, no, to be able to apply for a loan.
In other words, their B2B customers don't have to leave to apply for a loan. The business-to-business customers.
Yes, the B2B. Exactly.
Fantastic. That's really great news. Now you give me a lot of great ideas, especially for me, where I work with many different MSMEs who actually are looking for a platform like this. And we've got a really great announcement at the end of this podcast about with the development with regard to CCAP and, of course, my own business, Mercato Central. Now, getting back to things, lang, no, going to CCAP, and another interesting thing I want to ask is that what are usually the sizes of the loans that people will borrow from when they go to CCAP? I mean, can you do as low as 250,000, 500,000 pesos? And just how high can you go?
Mm-hmm. So our average today is around like 350 to 450. But through CCAP, you can apply for a loan as low as 50,000 pesos and as high as 20 million. Yes.
So really for MSMEs, if you can go can go as low as 20,000 pesos. Now, how about in terms of, I mean, of course, this is going to be the big kicker now. Interest rates, how are interest rates compared, let's say, going to a bank? And I guess the other one would be, especially for people who belong to the MSME, the other place that they can only borrow from, baka sa pawn shop yan, di ba? Or worst comes to worst, baka sa mga 5-6, the more serious lender. So where do you guys fall into sort of the spectrum when it comes to interest rates for CCAP?
So we're able to, since we partnered with legitimate banks and financial institutions, we're able to offer fair pricing. So the lowest that we've seen so far is 2% per month. So that's around 24% per annum. And that's actually the lowest that we've seen for the size of the loan that we give and also the speed that we offer. So 2% per month,
I guess. And also at the same time, no, it's actually a non-collateralized loan. Now let's take a step back just so that, you know, for people who aren't too familiar with, I guess, borrowing from the bank or it's the first time. Non-collateralized loan just means that you don't have to present an asset to the bank, right? You don't have to make turn over your car or maybe your house because it's actually a bit too small, right, for that loan package. Is that right?
Yes. So you don't need to, like, they call it make sangla, your equipment.
That's
your,
right.
Your shop. Yeah.
Yeah. But so how do you actually do credit investigation of people who come in here if it's everything is online? So you don't get to, I get, visit their assets. What do you take a look at? Do you look at their Facebook page to verify who they are? Or how do you know their credit standing?
Yes. So on the flip side, we also service the lenders who are on CCAP. So what we give them is the technology that allows them to do all of these credit checks, credit investigations digitally. So before, they would have to assign a person or an agent to go to your office or your home to do a background investigation. And traditionally, they would also do call-outs, you know, to your references.
That's right. That's right.
People that you know. But through our platform, it's all via what we call API technology. So it's done in almost real time.
Wow. So what do you check now for, let's say, for example, if it's online, what do you have to take a look at from the client? So at least, I mean, when they come in, they're not coming in, I guess, not knowing what to expect in terms of the person who wants to loan from you.
So for MSMEs, we mainly verify the identity of the business owner, so the person who is applying for the loan, as well as the business information around the what that person is doing. So we're able to do that by partnering with fintechs as well as credit bureaus. So they're able to give us that information digitally as well.
Importante ang mag-save, pero bakit marami ang walang ipon? The answer is because we don't spend enough time in learning practical financial strategies. This is Fitz Villafuerte, a registered financial planner, and I'm inviting you to listen to the 80% podcast, kung saan tuturuan ko kayo kung paano yumaman. So join me and let's talk about personal finance on the 80% podcast.
And having said all this, no, I mean, this is really great for small entrepreneurs who kind of quickly need the cash to turn around the business. In other words, you know, they need something Christmas sale or Valentine's sale. There's a big volume and they can't address it. They approach you. When is the best time, I guess, to say, when should they approach you and when should they approach a bank?
Mm-hmm. Well, for us, if what they want is speed, convenience, and also fair pricing, then I would say CCAP is the way to go. But definitely for larger ticket-sized loans that would take more time to process, then they could go to a bank directly.
How long does it take for you to actually process a loan application in CCAP?
One day? Yes.
Wow. And
just one day.
Just one day to submit all the documents. That's fantastic. How do they get the money? Do you send them a Union Bank ATM card? How do they get the money?
It's also done digitally. So if I'm approved today in as fast as 3 days, it would then appear in my bank account.
But do you have to open up an account with Union Bank?
Yes. So that's part of the flow. If the customer has been approved, then they would get like instructions on how to open a Union Bank account. But that's also done digitally.
That's right. I was going to say, it's also done. Everything is also done online. And I understand that what the great thing about Union Bank is even, you can even deposit your checks online. Is that right?
Yes. Yes.
How do you deposit checks online?
Purely just by downloading the Union Bank mobile app. You can select the option to deposit, like mobile check deposit. And then you would just take photos of your check. And then I think it's within the week, it would be credited to your account.
Wow, fantastic. Now, also for those of them, for the other people, and you know, sometimes when I talk to you, I also talk like, I guess, a bit, of course, talking like a business owner, no? Is that, for example, I have been banking or withdrawing money here, or loaning money rather, through CCAP, and I've been paying on a regular basis. Can the data from CCAP be eventually used for me to, let's say, if I want to move up into borrowing from the bank, can they look at the credit data that I've had from CCAP when I tried to loan money, let's say, from Union Bank?
Yes, definitely. So the data that is submitted, so if I, for example, get approved for a loan with the bank, then that information stays with the bank and then they use that to help you progress into the world of credit. So they would be able to grant you another type of loan either with better pricing or in terms of like a higher amount. Yes.
Wow, fantastic. Thanks so much for enlightening us over there. Now, moving further, Marcino, like you said, you were with, this is your baby, right? From the very start, you've been working together on CCAP. And what I often ask people as an entrepreneur, diba, is that, you know, what was the irritation that led to the inspiration that created CCAP? Was it something that you proposed to the bank, or were these sort of like problems that were like floating in, you just kind of consolidated things and created CCAP? What is the secret origin of CCAP and how were you involved in all that?
Mm-hmm. So at the bank, no, and even at UBX, we believe lending to be the holy grail. And we see the lending to the MSME market to be like underserved. No? Most MSMEs today who power like 99.6% of the economy aren't able to get access to financing just because they don't have like the right credit history, the bank statements to prove that they are worthy of getting approved for a loan. So given that problem, and we also wanted the banks to be able to do just that digitally, you know, we created CCAP to solve the problems for MSMEs so they can get access to loans and then at a fair price, but also for the lenders to be able to tap a wider market digitally and also level up their lending business as a whole.
Why was it developed separately, I guess? Why was it developed as a separate entity from Union Bank rather than it being part of Union Bank's, suite of services?
First was really go-to-market. So we wanted to build CCAP so we can have an app or a channel to reach MSMEs directly. And that was best done through UBX. At the same time, since we're a platform, to be able to reach the scale that we want, it's best done in a marketplace setting, where we're open to partner with not just Union Bank, but other banks and financial institutions as well.
Fantastic. So that's really how, just for the people listening, the more interesting thing is that the bank saw itself as creating a platform using sort of like banking as a springboard to develop this platform. And what's more interesting is that, you know, you're not actually borrowing from Union Bank. You're borrowing from several lenders who participate in lending to MSMEs. Am I right?
Yes. And as we say, you know, so the banks might be extinct in the future, but the need for banking services, financial products would always be there. And that's why we created UBX.
So can I just ask, in CCAP, who are the group of lenders that you're actually borrowing from? And is Union Bank also one of them? And who are the other players also or lenders who are helping lend to these MSMEs through CCAP?
So Union Bank was the first lender to come on board, but it is closely followed by, we have Esquire Financing. We also have Radio Wealth. Yes. Zenith Capital, as well as 11 others. Yes.
So they're all on board right now.
Yes.
How do you know which financial institution will take on what type of loan that comes into CCAP?
So definitely the lenders need to be licensed and legitimate, no? Because that's always the main concern of small businesses. Legit bayan, will these lenders lulokohin ba ako? Will they offer the right type of product for me? So definitely they had to be legitimate and licensed. The second would be, they need to be able to offer the types of loans that MSMEs need. So non-collateralized, 50,000 and above.
I guess. And then how do you know, let's say, which lender to channel that loan to? Is there a certain priority or algorithm? So let's say that I'm coming in saying, okay, I want to borrow money for my small mom and pop stand. I sell, I guess, street food. Who do you throw me to in terms of the lender inside the platform?
Yeah, I like that line of questioning because that's something that we are building towards today on CCAP. So at our nascent stage, what we do is we allow borrowers or businesses to browse or search the loan product that they're looking for by filtering it based on the term, the amount, and the purpose of the loan. So that's what we have today. But in the future, we want to build a platform that is intelligent enough to recommend products.
I see.
That would be best fit. Yeah.
Great. I got
good
that.
Good question. Yeah. I like
thanks
that.
Thanks so much, Marcy. Now, moving on. For the people who actually want to loan documents from you, what exactly are the type of documents which they need to present? And is it as simple as just screenshotting the documents and sending them and uploading them online? Or is there also a part where they got to fill up some documents also online?
So the first thing they would do is they need to fill up the form it's all online, the form that's required by the lender. And what's good about it is if they're not ready to complete it today, they can save it as a draft and then come back to it later on. The second step would be to upload any document that's required by the lender. So if I'm a Foodpanda merchant, for example, I can upload the report from Foodpanda that says how much I've been earning for the past day, week, or month or so.
That's exactly the kind of data which you need. Right? That's why it's perfect for you to work with platforms that are that where you can secure that sort of data, but at the same time, you're able to find out if they are people whom you can loan to. Is that right?
Yes. And it also broadens the market for the lenders, no? So traditionally, to prove that you can qualify for a loan, the banks would require you to submit bank statements. Through CCAP, you can upload your sales reports from either your ERP system, your POS machine, or if you're a Lazada or Foodpanda merchant, then that would be your sales from these platforms.
Fantastic, fantastic. What a great alternative or a way to be able to vet people coming into the platform. Now, having said all that, you're online and you're able to lend money very quickly. Of course, this looks like something that was developed at the height of this pandemic. And I know that because, you know, there have been really great products which have come out of Union Bank and UBX as a result of this pandemic. A few months ago, I actually hosted the launch of the Union Bank and Lazada credit card, so people could buy, you know, through that one. So a lot of great innovations. Was this CCAP also a result of the pandemic? Was it something created in the pandemic, or it just happened to be, it's a very good product for the pandemic?
It's the latter. So we were born a few months actually before the pandemic. And when the pandemic hit March of last year, we were initially very worried that the lenders would close their doors and not opt to lend during that time. But what we saw was exactly the opposite. No? So lenders went to us mainly because they wanted to continue helping the MSMEs, especially during the time of the pandemic. At the same time, they had to go digital or else the lending business would go stale.
So what actually happened was that the pandemic actually accelerated lenders coming, being onboarded into the platform, right? And
yes.
On the flip side, did it also accelerate the number of people applying for you online? Did you see actually an exponential jump in the number of MSMEs coming on board as a result of this pandemic?
Yes. So when the pandemic hit, we grew by 300 times where we were before, pre-pandemic. Yeah.
Well, so the pandemic sort of became, a silver lining for you, like it did for other businesses. It's all of a sudden it just accelerated digital transformation.
Yes. And especially for online platforms also, who wanted to take care of their customer businesses. So they partnered with us to be able to offer financing to their customers simply because they wanted to keep them on board their platform. At the same time, help them jumpstart or revitalize their business during the pandemic.
So the strategy was not just to offer it in a vacuum, meaning just people coming straight to CCAP, but rather partnering with different platforms and institutions to offer CCAP.
Yes, exactly.
Wow, very, very interesting. I'm just curious to find out right now, what is the profile of the type of businesses which are entering? I know you did say Food Panda. So there's small food businesses. You're doing, I guess, some retail because you're in Lazada. But can you give us a more or less a breakdown of who are the type of people who have been borrowing money from CCAP? And what are the average size of loans that they usually take out?
So majority of our base are e-commerce sellers, but these are also businesses who used to sell their products offline. So yung mga retail trade stores.
Like what, for example? Do mind me if I get more granular? What are these type of products? Were they selling pandemic-friendly products? Were they selling?
They were selling like electronics, gadgets, and also merchandise like t-shirts and like other novelty items that you could sell online. And simply because people were bored, no? So they saw an opportunity to ride on the e-commerce trend and sell online. Aside from that, we also have businesses who, as you said, like they sell their food online. So previously they were small shops or restaurants, but they partnered with the likes of Food Panda and other platforms. So they could also get orders online and then service customers that are beyond their vicinity.
Wow. So they often use the product to buy, I hope you don't mind me asking. So if they loan from you, it's usually for them to purchase more product if it's retail, and then if it's food, to purchase more ingredients, I guess.
Yes. So they mainly used us use the funds from CCAP to be able to take advantage of not just e-commerce, but yung mga Christmas sale. And also upgrade the equipment that they use at the store. We even had this one gratitude letter from a customer saying that they can now sleep at night simply because they now have the funds to upgrade the equipment that they use at the shop.
Ah, fantastic. Do they have to disclose to you also what they'll be using it for, like whether it's working capital, whether it's to buy equipment, or whether it's to buy ingredients before you put out the loan?
Yes. So that's one of the basic requirements. Yes.
I see. Now you've offered a lot of great stories, about how you've helped small vendors. Since I'm in the food business, I'm particularly interested. Tell me a bit more of your success stories, vendors in Food Panda or also on Lazada, who because that they came through CCAP, actually saw a real growth, exponential growth in their business. Would love to hear some of those stories.
Yeah. So initially, we found that some of them were scared to apply for a loan online. They initially thought that they wouldn't get approved. They had doubts whether we were legitimate, but we, through our marketing efforts, we did several awareness campaigns So we got them to initially try it out. And for those who tried it out, they said that we basically gave their business a chance. Not just us, but also the likes of Foodpanda and Lazada. Because they, through these platforms, they were able to innovate on their business models. No? From previously selling offline, they're now able to go online and sell their products and services on a broader scale.
Hello, listeners, and thanks so much for joining us at the RJ Ledesma podcast. I hope you are enjoying this episode as much as I am. Do you want to know how you can collab with your own brand here on the RJ Ledesma podcast? We use Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. If you have a podcast, sign up now at podmetrics.co and use the code in all caps RJ Ledesma to get full control of how you monetize your show regardless of its size. If you are an advertiser who wants to collaborate with us, head on over to advertiser.podmetrics.co and fill up the form. Podmetrics, the easiest way to monetize your podcast. Kumbaga, you became part and parcel of sort of like the digital transformation / e-commerce strategy of many of these businesses. On top of being available for sale on an e-commerce platform, they were able to borrow money on a online commerce platform as well.
Yes.
Wow. A really great story. Now, just a question, for example, if they tried loaning from the bank before but were rejected, I guess maybe because of incomplete documents, or sometimes, unfortunately, they were unable, you know, they defaulted on a loan in the past, can they still be able to borrow from CCAP?
Yes, definitely. What we've done is we do continuously innovate the products that we offer. We initially went live with a product that's more relevant to the MSME market. And as we get more information about what MSMEs need, what our partners are able to offer, then we continuously improve on the offering, either by relaxing the parameters a bit or replacing the traditional information that the banks would normally require with proxies. So proxies could either be data that's coming from Lazada or Foodpanda or other reports that MSMEs are able to provide online.
Wow. Really great news for small businesses. And at least, you know, the way I'm looking at it is that you're giving a second chance to many of these small businesses because, you know, as an entrepreneur, what I often see is that, you know, sometimes you have to build in failure into your projects or what you do, because at the end, an entrepreneur, aside from being an innovator, the flip side, he's a risk taker. And when you take the risk, sometimes not all businesses succeed. And sometimes, kung parang report card yung loans mo, sometimes you say, oh, he didn't pay. This one didn't pay. He can't borrow anymore. But hopefully, something like CCAP is able to see the more entrepreneurial perspective of this whole commercial platform. Is that right?
Yes. So at the heart of it all, it really was questioning the way we traditionally do things and then learn from there. So also fail fast, learn fast.
Perfect. I love that there's a financial institution that can also move lockstep together with an entrepreneur. Now, if I take a step back right now, and take a look at the bird's eye view, I guess, of the e-commerce landscape right now during the new normal, what are you seeing, Marcy, in terms of the emerging opportunities, particularly among sellers or people loaning from you? What are the emerging opportunities that they're looking into in terms of business that you see is growing right now? And what are the emerging opportunities people can also look to when it comes to in terms of finance? Mm-hmm. So let's tackle first, what are the products that you're seeing emerging and borrowing more and more from you that you think is going to become the next big thing?
Definitely anything that you can sell online. So from basic necessities to products that are like for leisure and also like products that help you do your work from home better, whether it be for devices or even like the furniture that you use at your home office. So aside from that, on the food space naman, we saw a lot of cloud kitchens that were born because of the pandemic. So they had to switch their business model. Like instead of just selling online, they could also outsource some of their operations to those who have like cloud kitchens on a bigger scale. So not just outsourcing the online delivery, the online ordering, but also the operations themselves. So there are partners that are doing that simply because of the pandemic.
I got that. And what are the emerging opportunities you're seeing in terms of financing for these smaller companies? What are the new, I guess, what you're seeing right now is that the great thing about this pandemic is that at a furious pace, we're learning really as to how to also pivot our own financial, I guess, products and services to cater to the new normal and how we address these clients. What are you seeing as the emerging financial services and products that will be ideal for your MSMEs that they can look that you are looking into?
Definitely the need for fast, short-term capital loans would be primary. A second would be in terms of offering them an available credit line that they can use anytime when in time of need. So that's something that we're also working on today. So being able to offer them something like a credit card that they can easily draw from if they're on Lazada or any other online platform. And they can use that to finance their inventory, to upgrade their equipment, or even pay for HR and marketing.
Wow. Really a breath of fresh air, I guess, for many of the MSMEs. I mean, for me, no, I remember earlier on, even before this pandemic hit, I was also asking, who can we approach? Because we've got so many small companies who want to start off, small mom and pops, but there's nobody that we can really talk to who want to come in and help these companies. And you're sort of filling that gap for me. I have my own ecosystem for the food business, and we want to help these small businesses grow. And it seems that CCAP fulfills that need for small businesses that need that short-term capital just to let their business expand or to just start it off, to kickstart that business. So really thankful for UBX for coming up with ideas like these that, you know, address irritations that lead to inspirations for doing business. And having said that, what is next for CCAP? What are you going to be guys going to be doing next to help more businesses grow during this new normal?
So for us, our main priorities for now are really expanding our reach. So that's whether by partnering with other like-minded platforms or partners who also want to help their customers. At the same time, we continue to innovate on the products and services that we offer, either by digitizing the whole process end-to-end or also coming up with new products that are in partnership with platforms that are able to offer us the data that we need for credit scoring.
Wow. And having said that, we've got a really great announcement for all of you listening here to the RJ Ledesma podcast. Very happy to share with you, Marcy, if I can, no, that Mercato Central will be tying up together with CCAP to also to help loan money to our aspiring MSMEs who either want to join us or want to be able to expand their business with Mercato Central. Right now, we've got our outdoor markets, and they are actually mushrooming right now because they're al fresco. So many people have to eat outdoors.
Yes.
So that market's growing. We're also putting up our Mercato United Kitchen, which is a hybrid cloud kitchen, which brings together small food entrepreneurs and allows for a lot of takeout and delivery. And right now, people will be able to experience Mercato Central online where they can buy from several vendors. But at the same time, they just have one delivery price to them, which is very great. And finally, we've got the Mercato app where we'll be aggregating all the small food vendors across Metro Manila. And we look forward to integrating CCAP in all our different platforms to help our entrepreneurs bounce back, survive, and thrive one dish at a time. Again, thank you so much for joining us here on the show, Marcy, our Assistant Vice President and Venture Lead for UBX Philippines. Any final words for our entrepreneurs out there, Marcy?
Just try it out. Don't be afraid to apply for a loan. And we're here to help you, definitely, for the long run.
Thanks so much, Marcy, for those kind words. I am looking forward to having a play date with my corgi and your two corgis after this new normal is over. Again, thanks so much for listening to the RJ Ledesma podcast. We'll see you again here next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, RJ.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.